Fairfield will be showcasing the finest youth talent tomorrow for their Bring It On Festival. The Fairfield event is the largest New South Wales Youth Week event, and this year it will be focusing on breaking down the stigma of youth mental health. To find out more, we are this morning joined by Cheryl Bolser. She is the manager of Cabramatta Place, oh my lord, and major events at Fairfield City Council. Cheryl, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Great to have you on the show.
Morning, Jess. You know, it's so good to be the weekend, hey?
Oh, my goodness gracious me. It is, and it's really good when it's the weekend when we've got great events like this to look forward to in our city. So tell us about Bring It On. It's the largest New South Wales Youth Week event. What's it all about? What's happening?
Yeah, you're right. There's lots of events for young people all over New South Wales, but Fairfield prides itself on going that extra mile and being very welcoming and trying to offer, which for our young people and people across Sydney, a great day out.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, this year's focus is on breaking down the stigmas of mental health. How will the event focus on this and promote this focus?
Yeah, look, we've got a couple of ways. What's really good about Bring It On is it's a mixture of a whole lot of stuff that will sort of, there's something for everybody. So we've got, this year is our first year of a rainbow run.
Oh.
So if you want to get splattered with paint in an obstacle course, so that'll be on from about from 2. If people come at 2, you can register on the day. And then that way you can be challenged around an obstacle course, get splattered with paint. And really we're trying to, you know, showcase our multiculturalism, of course, that we're all in this together. But also a little bit of physical activity, a bit of fun with your friends and getting splattered with paint is a good way to relax, let out the demons and enjoy yourself.
Oh, I love that. I love that it's an opportunity as well for young people in the area to get together and to meet new people and to form connections that they might not form otherwise.
Yeah, that's right. So the idea being is that, you know, we're a free event to come into. It doesn't cost you anything to come. And we've got shuttle buses running from Fairfield, Cabramatta and Canley Vale stations during the day, with the last bus about 5 o'clock. Our special guest entertainer this year is DJ Tiger Lily. So she's
kids
coming
love
on about
that. Fabulous.
Exactly. And you know, DJ Tiger Lily is so important as well. She's a perfect fit for Bring It On this year because she's actually a Lifeline ambassador.
Oh wow.
And so we're really trying to say, you know, come along on the day. We actually will have lots of youth network providers or community groups that actually support and guide, can provide some information about mental health issues in a non-threatening way. If anyone's interested in finding out anything, we'll have the professionals there who'll be able to assist, because it's actually such an underreported element. You know, young people are the least likely to ever tell anyone that they might be feeling that they need some support.
Mm.
And so that's this year where we're saying, you know what, it's okay to seek some support. We've got information, people to speak to, things to have fun. We've got actually lots of sports stuff too. So we've got the...
Oh, fun.
You can catch up with the GWS Giants, or you can go in a passing competition with the Bulldogs. And,
oh, good gosh.
Yeah, like they're coming as well.
So there's lots of ways.
You can get with the footy stars if you want to.
Yeah, there's lots of ways to get your energy expended. But on what you were saying there about the connecting with health services, I think that is so important, especially for young people. Being a young person can be hard. You got all those hormones and all sorts of things happening in your bodies,
right,
and in your lives.
That's right, exactly. But we've got chill-out zones. We've got movies. You can just come and watch a movie on the picnic spot. Sit on the beanbags, enjoy yourself. We've got lots of local performers, so bands, singers. You know, we've got heaps in the youth zone. We've got we've got a glitter bar. So you know, after you've had paint thrown over you, can get all glittered up. Ready for dance battles.
I can hear the parents of Fairfield just being like, stop, what, no? And all the kids being like, yes, glitter.
Well, actually, DJ Tiger Lily, it's a foam dance party. So if paint isn't enough, being splattered with paint, then you can get foam.
Oh, the washing machines of Fairfield are going to get an absolute workout. I love it. What are the age groups we're talking here?
So basically 12 to 25.
Oh, beautiful.
So there's something along the way for everyone. We've got rides. Of course, we've got a rides precinct. So there's rides so you can get that adrenaline going. And then we have food. So So there's food to eat in case.
Food, friends, and fun. That's really all you need on a Sunday afternoon. Right. Well, it's such a wonderful initiative, and it's such a beautiful event to be kind of promoting mental health and a focus on mental health for young people, especially during New South Wales Youth Week. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. Cheryl, we'll have to leave it there. You've put together a gorgeous event. I can't wait to see how it all goes tomorrow.
Thanks.
Good
so
luck
much.
With the washing too.
Okay, bye.
That was Cheryl Bosler. She is the manager of Cabramatta Palace and Major Events at Fairfield City Council, talking to us about the Bring It On Festival. The festival starts at midday. It goes till 7:30 p.m. tomorrow at the Fairfield Showground. Event is free. It is also drug-free and alcohol-free, so it's a nice, safe environment for everyone to have fun within. Gosh, get splattered with paint, get splattered with glitter. That just seems like my idea of a good Sunday.